Good afternoon. You're tuned to KDNK and this week's edition of Express Yourself, which is hosted by the KDNK staff on a monthly basis. Good to be with you. We have a packed schedule this evening, and we've got some musicians. Tonight's show at Steve's and tomorrow night's show at Steve's, we've got the musicians for both of those gigs in the running here, but they're running a little behind schedule, so we'll get to Jillian Grogan when she gets here, which will be hopefully around 4:30, and then we have the Heart Collectors as well, who are on tomorrow at Steve's, and we'll hear from them near the end of the program, and we're going to connect with Amy Goodman and Debbie Brule, who are going to talk about the movie Stop, or Steal This Story, Please, which has to do with Amy Goodman's work with Democracy Now!, which KDNK airs in the morning. We hear the headlines of. But in the meantime, we're going to jump into a story that KDNK's Cody Lee recorded with Ray Wiley Hubbard, who's coming to Dakar very soon, this weekend, I believe. Saturday, Tracy? anyway, let's...
Next Thursday,
sorry. Next Thursday. So, yeah, let's hear this one from Cody Lee with Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Ray Wiley Hubbard, one of the original outlaw country singer-songwriters with a career spanning over five decades, is about to release his 20th album, Reel to Reel for Real, and coming to our valley next Thursday. And we're grateful to have him on the phone this afternoon. So, Ray Wiley Hubbard, we are honored to be with you this afternoon. Thanks for taking the time to chat with KDNK. And
you bet.
Forward to...
You know, honored, that's kind of a strong word. I think maybe you ought to raise your standards. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, you're coming up to Basalt in our valley next Thursday on August 20th. And I think everyone in our listening area is really excited about it.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm coming up there, and we're doing, you know, I used to come up in Colorado right out of high school. A fellow by the name of Rick Fowler and I, we would just get in my old car right out of high school. We're 18. And we would come up to Colorado, and we'd come up to Breckenridge, Grand Junction, and we'd find a little cafe about 6 o'clock. And he would strap on a banjo, and I would put on a guitar, and we'd walk in the front door of this cafe playing Foggy Mountain Breakdown. And all of a sudden, he'd stop. He'd go, "I'm Rick. This is Ray. We're the Self-Righteous Brothers." And we was wondering if we could sing a song for a hamburger and maybe a place to stay. And, you know, people would look around. We would say, "I'll buy him a burger," and then, you know, we always had a place to sleep. One night, I think we slept in a laundromat around Estes Park, but, you know, I mean, we had a great time. Colorado's very special to me.
Yeah, and that was, like, way back in the 70s?
Yeah, early 70s, late 60s, I guess, you know, back when I was just... You know, that's still a good name for a band, the Self-Righteous Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we always had a good time up in Colorado.
Did you ever remember getting up to Aspen?
Yeah, I think we did. I can't remember where we played up there. But we used to go Breckenridge, a place there called All American Bar. And then there was another place, I can't remember the names of them. But we had fun times. It was good. So I'm really looking forward to coming back up there.
Well, KDNK Radio, we've been around for 43 years, and we're in Carbondale, mm-hmm. just nestled down in the little valley below Aspen. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're really blessed to have a lot of touring musicians coming up there, and like yourself, come into Tacaw and Basalt.
Well, like I say, I'm looking forward to it. I'm coming up there with my son. My son's, he's my guitar player, Lucas. And he's been, he's really, you know, he plays the song, you know, he just doesn't play the licks. And so I'm looking forward to that. And my old drummer, Paul Piercy, from the old Lost Gonzo band, is going to come up and play some percussion for me. Wow. So it we should lay down a groove and have some fun.
That's awesome. Well, Ray, I know a lot of listeners tuning in now are familiar with your work. You've been around forever, and I wish you could stop in the studio on the day of your show, because there's a DJ on from 2 to 4 p.m. that pretty much plays your stuff on all of her shows.
Well, I'd love to. I just don't know our time frame.
Yeah,
I
that's okay.
We're leaving here, and I think we're going to Amarillo, and we're going to Denver to pick up Paul, and I don't know our time frame yet to do that, you know, but yeah. Tell whoever it is, I really appreciate them.
That would be Spinstress Sparkles.
Oh, okay, great. And are y'all going to try to come over to the show? I don't know what the guest list situation is. Nobody tells me anything.
My mom actually has been shaking me down about it for a couple months. And I told her I'd probably try to get an interview with you. And my mom used to, you know, my mom was friends with Judy and started that coffee shop in Wimberley. So it'll be a real treat for her to come out.
Oh, yeah. Wimberley's about the same. I think they've got it a new stoplight. And of course, everywhere's growing now, but it's still kind of low down and key, and, you know, and not low down, but kind of low keyed. And, well, some of us are low down, but, I'm looking forward to seeing you up there. I wish, if I can get by, I'll try to figure it out. Maybe I can just show up and walk in and take over.
Yeah, I think you can. So, yeah,
I try that.
For y'all just tuning in, we're chatting with Ray Wiley Hubbard, and, you've been around for decades, quite a prolific Americana artist. And I'm just curious, Ray, when you started writing music and sort of how you first started doing gigs.
Well, I was in high school and I went to a talent show. I was in the 10th grade and this guy came out on stage and he said, "My name is Mike Murphy and here's a song I wrote." And all of a sudden this light just went off in my head that songwriter, that's the guy whose name is in parentheses under the song on these records I got. And I went, whoa. And so Michael Murphy was a senior and he was very influential in getting me into songwriting and into folk music. And gotten us, like I say, with a folk group with Rick Fowler and Wayne Kidd. We came up to Red River, New Mexico, and we traveled through Colorado. And then, of course, had the good fortune to run into people, you know, like Guy Clark and Townsend's aunt, Billy Joe, down here in Austin. And that kind of got me really involved in, of course, the folk music, the power of the lyrics.
Yeah.
Somewhere in my 40s, early 40s, I really remembered seeing Lightnin' Hopkins and Mance Lipscomb and really started studying their guitar technique. And so right now it works really well that, you know, I can kind of lay these lyrics on a groove.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and you...
But that's how it all started, too, with Michael Murphy playing an assembly at a talent show at a high school in Oak Cliff, Texas.
Okay. And you said you were inspired by some guitar licks from Lightnin'.
Yeah, I feel very fortunate to have seen Lightnin' Hopkins and Mance Lipscomb and those guys. And actually came up to Colorado with a young guy named B.W. Stevenson, a great, great songwriter.
Yeah.
And he and I traveled up in Colorado, and that would be in the, I guess, the early 70s, somewhere around there. And we were going to places and, you know, play gigs and everything. So, yeah, but like I say, being in the folk scene really impressed me with lyrics, how important the lyrics are. And so later on, when I kind of laid these lyrics on a deep groove, it just seemed a perfect jacket to wear. You know, does that make sense? I feel real comfortable in that that genre of doing it like that.
Yeah, and I really think you're one of the best. And
thank you. Like I say, I take my songwriting seriously, but I take myself lightly. And I think that works a lot better than taking myself too seriously.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I write a goofy song like Thank Farm, I try to make it well written, you know. But like I say, I've But, you know, it's still a joy to go on stage. I'm an old cat, but, it's still a joy to go out and see people smile and laugh and sing along and have fun, you know?
Yeah,
that's,
so
what's important to me.
I was going to ask that, of how hard are you hitting the tours these days?
Well, I'm kind of doing the low-hanging fruit tour. You know, I'm kind of standing around Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Colorado. I haven't been to the West Coast or the East Coast in a while. It's just traveling is, it's really, difficult to get up there and to the West Coast and make it work. And, I'm just, kind of playing. I feel very fortunate to kind of play where I want to, you know?
Yeah.
And we played up at the Bluebird in Denver, I guess, last year, and it was just a great gig. We played all over up there. So I said, yeah, let's go back to Colorado.
Nice. And what about what kind of work you're doing in the studio these days?
Well, the last album, which is coming out, I think, the next week, I did 8 songs here in Austin with a young guy named Jonathan Tyler. And then I actually recorded 2 songs with Mike Campbell out in Los Angeles. He called me out of the blue and said, what are you doing? I said, well, recording. He said, well, come out here and record. So Lucas and I went out to his studio, and we cut 2 songs on the new album, She Plays Crazy Mama, and a song called The Night with Mike Campbell, and so it was that was a thrill. And I'm still writing, even though I've got the album coming out, I don't have to. I still find myself writing, just like, just, why not, so, because that's what I enjoy doing. So, to answer your question, we're probably going to do this album and then see what happens. Just keep writing and doing recording and throwing stuff out there,
I guess we just got that single from Angela, the dog or wolf one.
Oh, yeah. Is that a dog or is that a wolf?
That's
a new one. I wrote that with a guy named Marty Cooper Smith, who was in the band Jay and the Americans. We just kind of kicking around over the phone, and he said, man, if you're out in the woods and you hear a dog, there's something howling, how you know if it's a dog or a wolf? I said, a dog will lift your hand, a wolf will eat your face, you'll find out. And then the next song that came out is called Good God, Look what the cat drug in. I wrote that with Michelle White, Tony Joe White's daughter.
Oh.
And she is just soulful writer and everything. And we recorded it and sent her the track, and she sang on it. So that was just really, really a thrill. And then, we went out and worked with Mike Campbell and, of course, Steve Ferrone and Chris Holt and Lance Morris and those guys. And, that was a thrill. So, I'm very, very happy with the record. And to answer your question, I'm still writing and recording because that's what I really like to do.
Well,
and I feel very fortunate I'm able to do it,
Well, we feel fortunate that you're still creative, Ray,
uh-huh.
And you're still putting out really great work. And we're really excited for you to come to our valley next Thursday on August 20th at Takah. The doors open at 7 and the show is at 8, and I would highly recommend getting out there to see Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Oh, man, well, thank you. Thank you, Cody. I'll tell you what, we'll try. Let me check my schedule. If I can make it by, I'll give you a call. But
I think,
don't know. It's kind of our time frame. I have no idea how that's going to work.
We got a pretty wide open window on Thursday afternoon, and I know Amber Sparkles would just be totally tickled to have you come stop in and say hi.
Well, I tell you what, I will try my best and tell Amber I will try. Just, I don't know the logistics of leaving Denver, picking up Paul, all that stuff. I have no idea. I just write the songs and sing them. I'm just some, my road guy Josh will take care of all that.
Yeah. Well, I hope you travel well and safely, and thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us today.
Oh, you bet. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll stay in touch with you. Okey-doke.
Okay.
All right. Take care, my friend. Adios.
You bye too. Bye. Adios.
Out there howling at the moon. A dog will lick your hand.
All right, that was Ray Wiley Hubbard there talking to Cody Lee a little earlier yesterday. And yeah, now we're here in the studio with Debbie Bruel. And on the phone, we should have Amy Goodman. Amy, can you hear us?
I can hear you great.
Oh, awesome, awesome. Here, let me let this music fade on out here. Well, welcome to the show. So yeah, Debbie is here. Maybe Debbie, you want to introduce what you're doing with this movie?
Sure. So I'm with Mountain Action Indivisible. We're our local Indivisible group, and we're organizing a fundraiser for next Thursday, August 20th, at our lovely Crystal Theater. We're going to be showing the documentary about Amy Goodman called "Steal This Story, Please," and let's see, movie starts at 7 and doors open at 6:30, and we have tickets on our website for sale right now.
Awesome. Great. And we have Amy here to tell us about the movie. This movie essentially follows you around in your daily work life, essentially, right?
Right. I mean, it's amazing. The Oscar-nominated filmmakers, Tia Lesson and Carl Diehl, started following me a few years ago, but this is the 30th anniversary of Democracy Now!, which is very thrilling. We just had a big event at Riverside Church in New York, and 2,000 people crowded in. And Patti Smith sang, and Michael Stipe of REM, and Angela Davis talked about the importance of dissent, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning Palestinian poet Mousav Abu Toha read his poem Under the Rubble. And then as a grand finale, Bruce Springsteen got up and sang Streets of Minneapolis. So it was just an amazing evening. My colleague Juan Gonzalez and I are the founding co-hosts of Democracy Now! In 1996. And I know we used to run all the time on KDNK, the hour daily broadcast, but thrilled that right now you run us the headlines every morning live at 6 o'clock. And, you know, from the headlines, we then go into our segments. And our belief is that people must speak for themselves. And I consider an exclusive a failure. And this goes to the title. Steal this story, please. You know, when we were in North Dakota covering the standoff at Standing Rock, I thought there'd be tons of journalists there, this epic, historic, thousands of indigenous people from Latin America, the Standing Rock Sioux in North Dakota, Canada, and non-Native allies. But we were among the only journalists. And
wow.
So to be able to, and we videoed the security guards because the indigenous people were taking on the Dakota Access Pipeline, you know, with their dogs who were biting the water protectors. And we filmed a dog with its nose and mouth dripping with blood.
Mm.
And we posted that online. We played it on Direction Now. I mean, 14 million views in 24 hours. And then all the networks play the video footage. And that's our idea of a successful piece. Steal this story, please. Let it reverberate around the planet. And so this documentary is a look at the model of independent media. You know, we need independent media more than ever. When the president calls the media the enemy of the people, nothing could be further from the truth. It's essential to the functioning of a democratic society.
Mm-hmm. And so much of the rest of it has been consolidating before our very eyes, it appears, even more so.
Oh, you're right. I mean, it's a real threat to democracy with these corporate mergers. First, you had Paramount and Skydance merging, what, like $8 billion merger, and now Paramount Skydance is trying to merge with Warner Brothers Discovery, Paramount on CBS, Warner Brothers Discovery, CNN, HBO, and they would all be under one roof. And now at least a dozen state attorneys general, led by Ron Bonta, the attorney general of California, across the country have sued to try to prevent this merger from happening. And, you know, there's a big problem when you have only a handful of billionaires owning really this is our This is our public square,
yeah,
where we learn about the issues of the day, and we need to have a great diversity of voices.
Yeah. Yeah, and man, so, and you said, so, but Democracy Now! Has been providing that alternative for 30 years, you said. This, when is the true anniversary of your show?
The anniversary was in February, the 30 years.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, yeah.
It started on 9 community radio stations and now is on 1,500 community radio, public television, public radio stations around the United States and around the world. And about a station a week is picking up Democracy Now! I mean, the
nice.
Hunger for independent voices now is more than it has ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't call the corporate media the mainstream media anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I really do think that those who care about war and peace, those who care about the climate issue, the fate of the planet, those who care about racial and economic justice and the immigrant crackdown and LGBTQ issues and inequality are not a fringe minority, not mm-hmm. even a silent majority, but the silenced majority, silenced by the corporate media, which is why we have to take the media back. And I'm so thrilled that Steal the Story, Please is going to be playing at the Crystal Theater at
yeah.
7 on August 20th.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, and that's exciting. So the movie, when did the movie first come out, and how's it? Has it been, you've been showing it in a number of places?
It's been, now, we didn't do it at Democracy
uh-huh.
Now! These filmmakers did it, and Carl
yeah.
Deal and Tia Lesson did, they were Oscar nominated for Trouble the Water about Hurricane Katrina. Tia won 3 Emmys for her documentary about the underground Chicago abortion network in the 1960s.
Mm.
They did Citizen Coke, and they were Michael Moore's producers. And the film started at Telluride. I was at Telluride months ago when the Telluride Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
And then it played in film festivals around the country and the world. It's won 16, it's amazing, audience favorite awards, which is a very big deal, and social justice awards from Santa Barbara to the Santa Fe International Film Festival, Seattle Doc Fest to Savannah, Georgia to the Woodstock International Film Festival, even to the Oslo, Norway Human International Film Festival. So the response has been absolutely incredible. And then it opened in movie theaters across the country, and it's been in hundreds of theaters, independently distributed, which is very unusual.
Uh-huh.
Started in New York and then Los Angeles, San Francisco. We came to Colorado at the C Theater in Denver and in Boulder. And the response has been, I mean, sold out theaters day after day. At the Music Box in Chicago, it's like 800 seats.
Uh-huh.
It was the biggest release of a documentary for a first weekend in 25 years.
Wow.
And it's like vying with, it came out around the same time as The Devil Wears Prada 2.
Uh-huh.
And when we came to the theater and we saw Devil Wears Prada 2 and Steal the Story, Please, I said, oh my God, no one's going to go to Steal the Story, Please. I'm going to the theaters. Steal the Story is sold out, and they're trying to sell tickets to The Devil Wears Prada.
Oh, my gosh. Gosh, you couldn't dream of a more apt, comparison.
And it really, The Devil versus Democracy. Now.
Yeah, exactly. The Devil versus Democracy, yeah. Oh, man. Well, this sounds like this may be the first screening of this movie, and we may have to bring it back multiple times. And we got to shout out the Crystal Theater, which in Carbondale became a nonprofit last year. And after many years of
amazing.
Wonderful and independent ownership, now it's still independent and still able to do things like this. And Mountain Action Indivisible is a really great local group that's been working on a lot of immigration issues and on just democracy protection, I would say. And maybe, Debbie, you want to just jump in and talk a little bit about what you're working on around the movie and sort of the other projects that Mountain Action is bringing forth right now.
Sure. We always have lots of different projects going on. Of course, come Thursday for the movie. We were pressuring Glenwood City Council about the local ICE office. We saw a big impact on what's happening there last week. That was exciting. They voted to pursue pursue the landlord who was renting to ICE illegally without a permit. We organize the No Kings rallies. We have a letter to the editor team. We have groups that put up giant pro-democracy, anti-ICE, anti-war banners up on pedestrian bridges. We're also involved in helping with local food distribution. We are distributing Know Your Rights information to local businesses. So we have lots of different projects. In whatever way you want to get involved, there is something for you. So we're all volunteers. We just do whatever projects people are excited about doing. So we always love to have people join us. And we like to create opportunities for people to get together and have fun gatherings. So that's what this Thursday is about.
Yeah, so this movie is a great opportunity if people want to engage with Mountain Action Indivisible. It's a good opportunity to meet them. But also, I think, key just to see this story and to learn about Amy Goodman's story. Amy, thank you so much for coming on with us, and thank you so much for your incredible work on behalf of
everyone. Oh, thank you so much. I'm really excited that it's coming to Crystal Theater. I see KDNK. I see Crystal Theater. I see Democracy Now! And public radio and television as true sanctuaries of dissent. And dissent is what will save us.
Yes. Thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
Amy.
And everyone, yeah, once again, 7 p.m. tomorrow or on Thursday, next Thursday, we will have that coming up to come into the Crystal Theater.
And get your tickets ahead of time. It's mountainactionindivisible.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Debbie.
Thank you.
And Tracy, you got a tune for us to get us. We're going to hear from Jillian Grogan in just a hot second here, live and in person, and excited for that. But thanks again to Amy and to Debbie, and also thanks to Ray Wiley Hubbard for talking to Cody earlier on.
I don't know how to be honest about the way that I've been feeling lately. I'd rather sit here just strumming in straight tears, singing about ants in the garden. Living alone, help me find my true home. Now I'm finally learning to share. Carved out a funny shaped door to explore, but a trap is comically complex. So let me feel. Tickling old dreams, tugging hard at my seams. His meanness keeps making me stupid. Though I still start to make space in your heart again. From this old bramble, we'll grow.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Express Yourself here on KDNK, Community Access Radio. It's 4:31 p.m. We've got Jillian Grogan here in the studio.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And you have an accomplice with you as well.
I do. Looks like. I have my violinist, Agnieszka Uścińska.
Hello.
What's sorry, say your name again.
Agnieszka Uścińska.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I... That's really cool. great. Well, welcome. Where are you? You're playing tonight at Steve's. Let's get to the headline.
Playing tonight at Steve's. It's going to be so fun. The two of us are playing at 8 p.m.
Nice. And you have been on tour for all summer, right?
All summer. I left California June 12th, and we did like big S curves, infinity signs around the country. We lost our van in Cincinnati and again in New York City, and we are currently just on borrowed time. Yeah, it's been a really long one, but a really beautiful one.
Nice, because I feel like we saw you here in
like a month
July
ago?
At some point.
Yeah. Yeah, I opened for Lucy Clearwater in
yeah,
July. It was
yeah.
really sweet, solo.
But now we get the full experience.
Thing tonight. Yeah, and I got my bandmate, and it's going to be... really magical.
Yeah, and you're not a stranger to Steve's. You've been there at least twice before, right?
Oh, more than that, yeah. I think. Because we did, I mean, I hopped up my first time in town. I hopped up. He was so sweet and let me play a song during one of his Friday nights.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back and I played like a ladies' night with Ellie Barber, who now goes by Olella,
mm-hmm.
and with Nat Spears and Olivia Pevick.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think we... have done another maybe similar, I don't know. Yeah, I think we did another thing.
I remember a house concert that I think you did maybe in Olivia
yeah.
Pevick's backyard or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, totally.
That was really magical. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've been in and out. I love this town and I'm happy to come back and play music for you guys anytime.
Yeah, well, I hope the fandom will appear. Steve's can sometimes be, you never know sort of what fate's going to have in store, if it's going to be a packed or, I think,
sure.
but hopefully it'll be packed. So, but everyone should put it on your calendar for tonight at 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And I see you have a guitar in your hand.
I do have a guitar in my hand. It's tuned open. I warn you now.
So yeah, maybe let's, why don't we, well, quit blabbing and let's hear some music.
Do a little song.
All right.
This is one of the newer songs off a record that I just finished mixing and is headed into mastering. And we just launched a Kickstarter crowdfunding campaign. And the song is called Montauk.
I think I wrote it all right.
Right
hopefully.
On. Thank you so much.
Wow, it is. It's a very wild and woolly ride. It's fun though. It's very kind of reminiscent to some degree of like Astral Weeks, Van Morrison to me in a sense. Or like has.
I love it. I'll take it.
I don't know that like the loping quality of it or something, and the the fiddle's a nice addition.
So nice. It's so amazing to have her out on the road with me. Like, well, what a privilege.
Yeah, how did you two connect with each other?
Through another friend of ours who also is a singer-songwriter, and I went to his show, and I walked right up to her immediately as soon as they stopped playing. Uh-huh. I was like, hi, can I have you? Will you play with me? Uh-huh. And she was like, I don't know, you'll have to talk to him.
So you're on loan then? Or
We're all on loan. Yeah. We're all just on loan, you know?
Yeah. That's cool. And so you all have played how many shows together now by now, you think?
Well, we had to cancel a few and the van went down every time. We've had a few smokes and cancels here and there. But we've played, I don't know, I actually have no idea. And Augie joined me halfway through the tour, or a third of the way through the tour. And it was kind of our chunk of the tour took the most hits. Certainly since she's been with me, we've probably gotten through like 12 or more shows. And she's played as many of them as she could be present for. She had to fly back to Cincinnati to pick up the van when I had to leave it behind to keep going on tour.
Oh, man.
It's been so rugged.
The life on the road is, it's not easy, is it?
Not yet.
Is it?
Fingers crossed.
is this tour, is this kind of, you feel like you kind of have to deal with this kind of thing on every tour in some, to some degree, or?
I've never experienced this level of, don't curse, Jillian. I've never experienced this before, and I hope to never experience this quite so much again. It's funny because this is, in a lot of ways, this is like a comeback tour after a couple years of health issues that kept me home. And I just feel like the universe is like, are you sure you want to do this for a living? This is how hard it could possibly be.
Oh, man.
It could just be this hard, you know? I'm like, I'm completely here for this. Thank you for showing me.
Well, I hope
how strong I am.
I hope people will come out to Steve's Guitars and bring some money and buy some stuff and
we're
tickets and things
time.
And make this tour feel more worthwhile to Jillian here, because I can imagine.
Thank you.
It grinds, after a while.
But the shows are magical.
Yeah, if you get a good show, that probably restores a little bit of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully Steve's can deliver that usually. So
But
I don't want to waste too much time yakking. Let's see if we can maybe hear one more song, and maybe you can tell us about it if you want. Or
okay. I should have probably been tuning while we were talking. Everything's fine, everybody. I will tell you about this Kickstarter campaign, because I did make the most beautiful album, I'm pretty sure, of my life. Which is a huge thing to say, and I wouldn't say it if I didn't think I meant it. That would be mortifying for me. So, in a lot of ways, I wonder if this is like the album. You know, every band has got like the album, and I think this might be my the album. So I put everything that I've got into it, and after all of these health struggles, and I wasn't sure how many more albums I'd get to make because it was affecting my ability to sing.
Does it have a name?
It, my health the, conditions.
No, the album.
I was like, so personal. the album is called Honeymoon.
Okay. And it's in
and I would like to
process.
Release it. It's cool. Yeah, I would like to release it myself independently and really artfully and intentionally next year.
Cool.
And come out with a band, do the whole album release tour across the country with a four-piece. But I have already spent, I mean, this is going to be an interesting educational experience for our listeners. I've spent $30,000 on it, and I'm past mixing, and it's been incredible, and it's stunning. We've got, you know, a lot of Grammy-nominated folks worked on it in one way or another, and I lost my thought because I realized I don't know where my capo is.
Uh-oh. I wonder if Tracy has a capo.
Yeah, it's just a beautiful, it's a work of art. Augie was in the car the other day, heard it for the first time actually the other day. We've been working so hard, I never got the chance to play it for her. Uh-huh. And she heard this one song in particular and was like, that's not a song, that's a piece. She's got the symphonic background. She's, that's a work of art. I was like, I know, I accidentally made a work of art. How magical for everybody.
Nice.
So, yeah, so I decided that it was okay to ask everybody for another essentially $30,000 to do the same level of work on the release side as we put into the pre-release, the production side of it.
Yeah, cool.
And that Kickstarter is live. And if you come to the show tonight and pledge the Kickstarter, I will give you a free exclusive tour tote.
Cool.
They're really cute.
Yeah, so they'll be here tonight at 8 p.m. at Steve's Guitars. We're going to let them
Close it with a hit from an old single called Breathless and Wired that I know you're going to love.
Jillian Grogan on KD&K.
What has she got that I don't have? And what in the world is it about her makes you so appreciative? What can she do that I can't do? I'll ask till I'm blue, what can she do for you, my love, my love? Some wired, you know the desire when it creeps up, baby, it creeps up. I ain't a liar, and I sure ain't your squire. It don't make any sense just a plague in my head. I know better than that, so I'm getting so mad when you speak her name. Well, she's taking my place while I'm down for the count. Maybe I should be glad you found someone you pace to keep you safe. Somewhere, you know the desire when it creeps up, baby, it creeps up. I ain't a liar, but my words feel the fire. Oh God, oh God. Should've Should I do better? Dancing down like snow, drinking the flames deep in the belly so the blaze don't get out of control. Is it green, is it red? This fury in my head, with the shape will it give? Will it let me live? Is it small or profound? Am I losing my ground? Is it green, is it red? Why bother with fear? Breath is some wire, you know the desire. When it creeps up, baby, it creeps up.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all so much for coming.
Thanks for having us.
8 p.m. tonight.
We'll see you guys at Steve's.
Yeah. And we're going to keep on rolling here. And yeah, Tracy's got a track to play us on into the. We've got what, one more group we're going to talk to here and get maybe a song out of before we get to the news at 5. But yeah, jump, go for it. Folks, well, we have just a packed show for you this afternoon, and we have one more wonderful band here in studio, and they are going to be playing tomorrow night at the Steve's Guitars. And Heart Collectors are here with us, and I don't know, maybe you guys can all get to a microphone to introduce yourself. Why don't we start with Tristan over here?
Hi, Chris.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Carbondale?
There we go.
Testing, 1, 2, check, check. This is Tristan. Hello, Carbondale. Hello, world.
This is Mo. I'm the cellist from the Heart Collectors.
No. And hello, my name's Kimri, and I sing and play percussion.
Howdy, everyone. I'm Ruben, and I play the guitar.
And together we are...
The Heart Collectors.
From Australia.
Nice. And you look familiar to me. You've been through before in the past, right?
Yes, we have. In 2024, we did what was meant to be a three-month tour, Austin to Boston, but it cascaded. The amount of response and love for our music was overwhelming. Uh-huh. And so it turned into a nine-month tour. And we are we're very grateful to be able to come back and meet all these people again. And return to some of the most incredible venues, like Steve's Guitars.
Steve's Guitars. We've been waiting for this one all tour.
Good. Yeah, it's got a magic all its own, doesn't it?
It definitely does.
Yeah.
And we've been playing new music along the way. We recently released an EP called Twilight Tales. And thank you to all the radio listeners out there because it went to number one on the USA Folk Charts.
Wow. Yoo-hoo. Well, maybe we shouldn't waste too much time and jump into it then.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
We're going to sing y'all our favorite Crosby, Stills, and Nash song just because it sounds so nice on radio.
All right.
We love harmony.
Awesome. What a beautiful song, and wonderfully rendered there by you all.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, tell us more about your tour and what's happened since you last time you came here.
So we, on our big tour, the 9-month tour of America in 2024, we had the Space Between album with us, and it was fresh and new, and we were playing it at all the venues. And then following returning back to Australia, we actually got nominated with that album for Best Album of the Year, in the International Folk Music Awards, which was such a incredible nod to us as independent artists, but also as Australian artists, you know, trying to bring something that is positive and uplifting in our music and very other. It doesn't quite fit a genre. So it was a very humbling, a beautiful nod. And then since then, we took a year to write more music and spend time at home and consider how we would approach touring again and if we would actually get back to America or not. And so we were very grateful for the opportunity to get back. And we have our visas and we've done all the things and we are touring and in the workings of our sixth album. So the first single from that album comes out at the end of this month on the 28th of August, and it is called Atlantis.
Cool.
So, yeah, it's basically summing up our principle and philosophy of singing for love, walking for peace, fighting for truth, standing for freedom.
Nice.
So
that's a great words to live by, yeah.
And we'd love for you to play it when it comes out on the 28th, if you want to.
Watch the space.
Come on, Chris.
I'll give you my card. You'll email it to me. For sure. I would love that. Yeah, great. Well, maybe we can hear one more song before we got to jump out of here. But once again, tomorrow night, 8 p.m., Steve's Guitars, downtown Carbondale. Don't miss it. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. All righty.
Can't you feel the energy in this room? It's going to be great.
This song is called Hold On, and it's about being in the present moment.
Away, years are seen in a glance, and gone are the months we thought would last. Hold on, to this moment here with me. Take a minute.
All right. Thank y'all. Bye.